But that's the last piece of action on what's been a hugely disappointing night for Finn Harps. First game back here in Balbuffet after the resumption of League of Ireland soccer, and they just never got going, did they? They just never got out of gear. And while Ollie Horgan and Paul Higgerty are over here shaking hands with their the Shelburne management and coaches, they'll be hugely disappointed with that performance from their home team. A lot better in the second half, it must be said. But full credit to Shelburne. Declan, remember, they played with only 10 men since the 11th minute. Carl Shepherd, so experienced, sent off with a straight red card. But once they got their noses in front on the half-hour mark with that goal from Ryan Brennan, well, they were able to just put their house in order, organise themselves, and anything that Harps threw at them, they were able to deal with comfortably.
Yeah, listen, I think that's their third 1-0 victory so far in the league. So that just tells you a wee bit about what they have. Is, I mean, they're out there now and they're delighted. They're high-fiving each other, and it's the business for them. They know that's a big result, especially with the Harps, because they know they will be down near the bottom fighting. Now they're 5 points ahead of Finn Harps. But tonight, overall, you have to say, but you said the man down after 11 minutes, so they played a long, long time, 80 minutes there with 10 men. But overall, I mean, Harps huffed and puffed. A lot better in the second half than they were in the first half. The first half performance probably led the way for this result because it wasn't good enough. And the sending off actually encouraged them and motivated them more than us. And we, being the home team, we should have been better tonight. But it's disappointing. You get those kind of nights. It's now is the reaction. We chatted earlier about teams playing and it's a short season and only a small number of games, but now is a reaction. So every point, you've got to fight for it. And tonight we had an off night, but we got to react again. We're anchored in Pats now the weekend again, so it's a big result, a big match for us. And obviously they're not happy about losing to Derry. So, yep, so big 3 points coming the weekend.
So Shelburne take the points. They got that goal on the half-hour mark through Ryan Brennan's header from across from Alex O'Hanlon. And that goal came, as we say, after the big moment in the match, the sending off on 11 minutes of Carl Shepherd, penalised with a straight red card for a tackle on the Harps defender Siddiqui. And while Harps, as Declan said, huffed and puffed in that first half, they never really tested or troubled Colin McCabe in the visiting goal. Harps' one and only chance before half time came from Alexander Cogler, who managed to work a wee bit of an opening inside the Shelburne area, but his shot was weak and the Shelburne keeper McCabe was able to make the save. Harps lost Donnellan to injury just before half time. He was replaced by Tony McNamee, and then Edie Delap was introduced at half time in place of Cogler, as Ollie Horgan kind of changed things about, changed his formation. Shane McAleeny came out from defence and played more in a midfield role in the second half, and Harps were much, much better after the restart, although again they didn't really create all that many chances. Midway through the half they had their one and only good effort on goal, Carl O'Sullivan with a shot after good work from McNamee. O'Sullivan left footed, good shot, but it was a fine save from Colin McCabe, who dived to his right hand side and pushed the ball around the post. Siddiqui had a shot that was more of a snatched effort on goal on 79 minutes, which drifted wide of the post, and then in the closing stages he had a header as well from a Harkin free, which it didn't test the goalkeeper in the end. Siddiqui not really getting enough on his header, and Shelburne were able to deal with that. And then right at the death, with the game deep in injury time, that one last opportunity for Harps, and it ended up with former Harps man Dan O'Reilly, who came on as a late second half substitute for Shelburne, just helping the ball over his own crossbar. He didn't really know all that much about it. A dangerous ball that was whipped across the face of goal. Riley stuck out a boot and it went just over his own crossbar, much to his own relief. So it's Shelburne who take the points. They're up to fourth in the Premier Division. For Harps, it's been a disappointing night. That's two defeats on the bounce since their return to action, and they'll be disappointed with this one. It's all over here at Finn Park in Balbuffet. It's finished. Finn Harps 0, Shelburne 1. My thanks to Declan for his assistance on co-commentary tonight, and thanks to Oisin Kelly, who was here on technicals as well. And thanks to Joe back in studio for all his help and assistance. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, have a very good evening.